The only time you have in this service to minister unto the Lord is during the worship time while the singing and worship is going on. The word is for you. The worship is for him.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Welcome back to Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in this I Worship series. This is part two from the series, Understanding the Importance of Praise. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
My praise has the ability to be able to convince and convey to other people that God is worthy. Oh my God. That God is worthy of me taking time to lift my hands and sing the song and praise him and open my mouth and magnify him. It's amazing to me how people can do all those kind of calisthenics at a concert or a game or wherever it may be and then come to church and sit on their hands as if show me something. But how many of you understand this concept? No deposit. Try going down to your bank if you've not put any money in there. Pull up to the window and say to the nice lady over there, nice lady, I'd like to get $1,000 out of my account. And she says, well, nice man, I'd like to be able to give you that, but you have zero in your account. In fact, to the business, nice man, you are in a deficit. You owe us $1,000 of NSF checks. Because you've been cashing in on something. Come on, somebody. You've been coming to church, eating off of somebody else's plate and praise. You've been doing all that kind of stuff. I don't know whether you know it or not, because this is just the way it is. Prayers never go away. Revelation 5 says that God bottles those prayers up in vials. Prayers never go away. Once you pray to prayer, it's out there. And God actually bottles those prayers up according to the scripture in Revelation 5 and will pour them out. So watch what I'm about to tell you. Right here where, I'm going to take you back old school, right here where Corey is sitting tonight is the seat where Sister Barden, one of the founding members of this church, sat and was a praying individual. Now, most of you don't know her. Most of you, you walked up and down Barden Hall and you never knew who she was. But I'm going to tell you one thing. She was a praying woman. I remember one service in this place in the early 90s where she broke out and started walking these aisles. My God, I feel the glory right now. And she started walking up and down this place right here. And the next thing you know, it turned this entire place into a prayer meeting and the glory of God manifested itself. One person who was in touch with God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One person. Most of you don't know a lady by the name of Sister Smiley. Sister Smiley lived on 9th Avenue over there, and she would come early, and she'd sit over in this section right over here, and I'll never forget it. This is one of those kind of services that was so impacting for me. I was the one who would open the service up most of the time, and I'm standing out in this hallway, and I could hear people talking about, this place, I think it was a Sunday morning service. The people were talking about everything. You could hear the chatter out here like it was the beginning of a ball game. Talking about anything and everything. And I'm going to tell you, Sister Smiley came to worship the Lord. Sister Smiley, I'm standing in that hallway over there. I'm going over my notes, and all of a sudden, I start hearing Sister Smiley. And when Sister Smiley clapped her hands, all of the angels of heaven stood up at attention. It rocked the place. She popped those hands like my grandmother popped Wrigley Spearmint gum in her mouth, and it echoed like the chambers of the Grand Canyon. Pow, pow. She started saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And people are looking around at her like she was crazy for a little bit. I poked my head around. I said, what's going on in here? Next thing I know, what started as hand clapping and thank you turn this entire auditorium right here all the way around from conversation and popping in people's ears and talking about everything under the sun. And by the time I walked out on the side to start this service, this place had erupted in a pandemonium of Pentecostal Holy Ghost encounter. The difference is how you hit the door. If you're not commending to God and it's translating to someone else that we're coming into the presence of the King, then, ladies and gentlemen, you have no confidence to share with anybody else that he's able. So by the time we get up to pray a prayer over the sick, there's not enough faith that's been generated in the room because we've got so many troubles, we're trying to drag our baggage into the presence of God. And God said, leave that junk outside. I got something for you if you'll leave it outside and come into my presence with praise and thanksgiving. Don't wait for the worship team to spend 30 minutes to get you into the presence of God. And let me stop here and say this, that for folks that don't want to show up until the preaching, I've heard that. I'm just going to show up at 10:30, 10:45, whatever you want to do. I want you to listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you and all of you that are watching online. The only time you have in this service to minister unto the Lord is during the worship time while the singing and worship is going on. The word is for you. The worship is for him. If you come late, you've missed half of the service. And ladies and gentlemen, you've missed the only time where you're able to give glory to God for all that he's done for you. Preach, Pastor. And you want to know why the word doesn't work for you? I got the word. I got me some word. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So if you want that word that I preach or teach or someone else does to affect change in your life, which is what it's supposed to do, prior to that, that's the reason why there's a pattern. Now, I've been tempted 100 times to get up and preach first. Oh, I have. Y'all have no idea what kind of evil goes on in this head. And, I mean, if you want to know the extent of the evil that I have been tempted before to go to the back of the auditorium and bring my pulpit and preach back there. Because that's where most people are sitting. Preach, Pastor, I will. I will amen myself tonight and take up my own offering. Am I telling truth here? Some people may be offended by this, but that's the reason why that preachers get excited, I suppose, not maybe excited, not the right word, but stirred whenever there's a crisis that comes. Because we know if a crisis hits, if a terrorist thing hits, you don't have to beg people to come out in a cold, rainy night on a Wednesday night. They'll barge in here and lay on the floor like they've been prayer meeting every time. Come on, somebody. Are you with me here? When you're, listen, your praise is not just for you. It is for God. But listen, I didn't learn praise and worship because I was taught it. As I was growing up, they didn't know what praise and worship was. We just busted open the red book and went to singing until the glory fell down. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about opened up the book and started singing, and if nothing happened, we went to the next page. And if nothing happened on that page, we sang the next one. Have I got any help in here? If nothing happened on that one, we find ourselves over here. If just a little talk with Jesus didn't stir you, then we were going over here to keep on the firing line. If that one didn't work, we're going back to the beginning of the book and sing I'm Free Again. Come on, somebody. If that one didn't work, we're going to 52 over here, and I believe it's Jesus, hold my hand. I have to look at my man over here who knows the Encyclopedia of the Church hymn book from Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee. I'm just telling you right now, we'd sing the whole thing until the glory fell down. But today, if you don't get it in a hurry, and I just came to tell y'all, God is not waiting for you to pass by the second window to pick up your Happy Meal. It's a sacrifice of praise. And it's not just for you. You want to know how I learned church? By watching my parents and watching the preachers and watching the saints. How did I learn how to pray? I learned how to pray from the saints that taught us how to pray. Come on, somebody. Is this foreign for you right here? I know, this is crazy, isn't it? This definition here of commending is trusting God with our care and preservation and then recommending to others, try him. Oh, my God. Preach, Pastor. When you're worshiping God, you're saying to other people, hey, try what I'm doing. He's worthy of all of this right here. Ooh, come on, Pastor. Oh, the pastor says, come on, pull out your hanky and give the Lord a wave offering. Well, that's crazy. That's crazy to other people, but I want you to know he's worthy of all of that right there. I don't understand a wave offering. You should read the book. It's all in the book. Long before they developed it at the game, God said for the high priest to take that portion of that meat and wave it before God as a sacrifice unto him. That's the real wave offering right there before the Braves got a hold of it and messed it up. Look at your paper right here. David expressed his praise in commending by saying this in Psalm 7 and 1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Anybody into that right there? Anybody been persecuted lately? Come on, let me see your hand. All right, just pray that prayer right there. Just commend that to the Lord because he's the God who is the keeper of your care and preservation. Psalm 9:10, he says right here, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Do you know his name? How many names do you know? Well, Pastor, I know Jesus, and that's, yeah, but if you'll go ahead and study some more, you'll find out the authority behind the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus' name is not a tag on the end of your prayer before you hurry up and eat your meal. Okay? Come on now. My wife fed that little granddaughter before service, and she's sitting in the chair, and we always praying with her, you know, and while we were praying tonight, Rita, I was thinking about it. Here we are praying. God is great. Now, I'm going to tell you what she's doing. Have you got the camera? Here it is. All right. We're standing right in front of her little high chair. Meal's sitting right out here. And she's doing that. We've got our eyes closed. And, you know, and saying, God is great. She's going. Just like some of y'all. You want to pass by all that God is great stuff and let me get to the God is good on the food thing. Come on, somebody. Look what he says. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. This is what you need to know about your God. Then you can commend your trust to him. If you know his name, he will take care of you. If you know him, he will take care of you. Psalm 16:1, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Now, the average person can read that out of the passage of Scripture and not understand it, and it will not connect. But for those of you who have been in a place where you've needed to trust the Lord by faith for your loved ones, for yourself, you know that when you read, preserve me, O Lord, for in thee do I put my trust, suddenly it takes on a whole different connotation. And now I can trust God with all of my heart, and I have no problem them. Now I don't have to have the pastor tell me, lift your hands, sit down, stand up, wait, turn around, catch a pill. Come on, somebody. I don't need a cheerleader at that point. I got enough praise on the inside of me that you don't have to wait for me to lift my hand. I'll start lifting when I walk in the door.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.